My name is Janae Foster. Today is August 25th, 2019, and I am here speaking with my brother, Stephen Foster, better known as DJ Hayes. So, DJ Hayes, what is it like being a full-time DJ?
It's awesome because it's something that I love doing, and I make good money doing my passion.
Okay, and did you establish your entrepreneurship skills through DJing?
Yes. You got to learn quickly because you're doing everything yourself. So when it comes to like marketing, when it comes to, advertising yourself, exposure, organizing your sales and organizing your funding, that's all you.
Okay, so is it easier or would it be easier bringing in a team to help with marketing?
Yeah, definitely. Because like I said before, it's easy. It's not easy, but it's like you can't really market. The team helps you because you actually have to, I guess, they can take on different professions when it comes to like the advertising and stuff like that. And I messed up.
So does that mean like hiring a different cameraman or doing something like that? Is that part of the marketing or is it more so like someone to write up the contracts and stuff like that? Is that a part of the marketing?
Yeah. So like with the marketing, it's like the advertising. Like usually you can, when you put like a focus group together, like professionals in the focus group, they can actually help you penetrate the markets and they can actually help you narrow your demographics and they can help you grab a focus point.
Like identifying a target audience.
Right.
Okay. Do you have a target audience?
I don't really have a specific target audience because I can cater to anybody. But what I do like to do is I'm catering more to corporates and I'm catering more to festivals and concerts. I'm not really catering to like clubs and bars and lounges. I'm tired of that. I'm done with that right now.
So you've been there, done it.
Right, been there, done it.
Okay. And in the field of DJing is broad. So how do you or how would you suggest setting yourself apart from other DJs?
Being personable, my music selection definitely, but just being personable because when I actually play my music, I actually like when I'm talking on the mic, I talk to the crowd, and they give me a response back. So it's like communication. So I want to see and feel how they feel. So what I do is like I'll go in the crowd and I'll dance with them, have a good time. Before the event, I'll see how people are doing. I'll talk to some people in the crowd before I start my event, before I start my gig, just to get an understanding on who I'm dealing with, who's in front of me.
Now, you're known for being hype, energetic, yourself 24/7. Does that help you in your DJing? Is that, does that keep people around, keep people familiar with who you are as a DJ?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the personality actually helps me. People think that, it's all like an image, but it's not. This how I act 24/7, so it comes a little bit more natural than others. And because like I get my energy off of other people.
So it's not just a business strategy. That's just who you are, how you are, and how you want to portray yourself.
Right.
As yourself.
Right. Take it or leave it.
Okay.
This is me.
And the music software, I know there's a lot out there and you've used almost all of them, if not all of them, but it changes frequently. Is there a specific oldie but goodie, so to speak, that you always go back to?
Okay, so the standard in the industry, all the DJs use Serato. I use Virtual DJ because that's what I was comfortable with when I first started. So I did Virtual DJ, but when I'm on the ship, because I DJ for Carnival Cruise Lines, the only thing I use is Serato. So, but I mean, it doesn't really matter what you use, because you can be good at anything that you do. You could shoot, you could use two iPods. If you're good at it and you can mix both of them together and it sounds good, then that's all the crowd wants to hear.
So there's no favorite software that you have? They're all good.
I mean, my go-to is Virtual DJ, because that's what I always used. Okay. That's what I first started with.
And has that software changed from when you started to use it to how it is now, or is it pretty much the same?
I mean, it's kind of the same. But I haven't updated my software yet. So maybe the updates, there might be a little bit changes.
But it could just be because it's the oldie but goodie. It's just you like how it is, how it was, and you want to continue to use it that way.
Right.
Which some people do. That's like with phone software or even computer software. They don't want to because it works better or works fine for them how it is. So right. That could be it.
Okay. Right.
And what advice do you have for upcoming DJs or people that are interested in becoming a DJ? Whether it's for a professional career or just, you know, as a side thing, what would you suggest to them?
Well, with the DJing, you know, there's going to be times where you have to take gigs. And you don't really get paid much, but you got to get the exposure somewhere. But believe in your worth and go for it.
And I would say DJing is not something for people that don't care about what they do, right?
Right.
DJing is for people who really want to do it and really want to, really care about music and want to be a part of music.
Right.
Okay. And for those interested, where can we find you at?
The Real DJ Hayes, Hayze.
And is that on all social media platforms, just Instagram, just Twitter?
Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook.
Are you on YouTube?
YouTube as well, yes.
And it's all the same?
Yes, and the website is coming very shortly within the next couple months, therealdjhayes.com.
So aside from where we can find you, DJ Hayes, what is coming up for you in the future?
I'm relocating to Atlanta. And a lot of opportunities that are under wraps, but there's going to be a lot of big artists that I will be working with in the future. And I've been speaking with the radio station down there, one of the big radios. So that's another opportunity, a couple avenues. And the next step is trying to get into a festival.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. Thank you for spending your time with us today, DJ Hayes. And for those of you that are interested, again, it's The Real DJ Hayes on all social media platforms, and you can also find him on YouTube. Thank you.
Boom. I messed up on that.